Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Cindy Clement, 66 of Richland Center, died January 11th at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from now until 1. A private family burial will be held in the Pine River Cemetery at a later date. Cindy Clement is survived by her siblings, Denny and Pat Clement of Baraboo and Paul Clement of Sextonville, nieces and nephews, great-niece and nephews, great-great-nephew, aunts, other relatives and friends. Cindy Clement, 66, of Richland Center. Jerome Jerry Riggles, 76, of Dodgeville and Highland, died January 11th at Upland Hills Nursing Rehab Center in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 at St. Anthony and Philip Catholic Church in Highland with burial in St. Anthony Cemetery. Friends may call at the church today from 4 until 7 and again tomorrow morning from 9:30 until 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Upland Hills NRC would be appreciated. The McGuire Peterson Hauck Funeral Home is serving the family. Jerry Riggles is survived by six brothers, Ron and Betsy, Joe and Patty, Dennis and Gail, Jeff and Chris, all of Highland, Dan and Linda of Livingston, and Rod and Julie of Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Five sisters, Sandy and Rick Gruber of Spring Green, Sue and Kenny Schamberger of Muscadet, Rita and Tom Jacobson, and Lynn and Todd Hebgen, all of Highland, and Lori and Quentin Green of Spring Green. Many nieces and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and great-great-nieces and nephew. Jerome Jerry Riggles, 76 of Dodgeville and Highland. Judith Carroll, Judy Crapser, 80 of Viroqua, died January 13th in Viroqua. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 at Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Viroqua. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church or to a local charity. Judy Crapser is survived by her husband John, three children, Dawn Crapser, Tim and Mickey Crapser, and Jody and John Preby. Eight grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, siblings Tom and Regina McIntosh, Rodney and Laura McIntosh, and Cindy and Bernie Hine. Also sister-in-law, Deb McIntosh. Judith Carroll, Judy Crapser, 80 of Viroqua. Richard Tony Schultz, 54 of Richland County, died last Friday in an automobile accident. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at New House Richland. Friends may call at New House Richland tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. His wife, Cindy, will be making a book for the children to remember him. Please send memories and stories by email to tonymemories444@yahoo.com. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Survivors of Tony Schultz include his wife, Cindy, nine children, Michael, Daniel, Ann, Nicole, Joy, William, David, Benjamin, and Isaac. His father, Richard Schultz and Helen Palm, mother, Jeannie and John Montgomery, two sisters, Elizabeth, Betsy Schultz and Jason Winch, and Rosie and Leo Orsburn, aunts, uncles, cousins, other relatives and friends. Richard Tony Schultz, 54 of Richland County. Stephen Wayne Barnett, 73, formerly of Cassville, died January 16th at Monroe Health Services in Monroe. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center tomorrow from 1 until 3. A private burial will be held in the Blue River Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Cassville Lions Club or SSM Hospice Monroe. Steve Barnett is survived by three children, Susan and Eric Brayshaw of Freeport, Illinois, Carson and Eileena Barnett of Murray, Kentucky, and Lori Barnett and Dan Ayling of Freeport, Illinois. Two grandchildren, three step-grandchildren, brother-in-law Gary Gard of Anchorage, Alaska, sister-in-law Virginia Barnett of Nina, nieces and nephews. Stephen Wayne Barnett, 73, formerly of Cassville. Thomas I. Larson, 76, of rural Lone Rock, died December 4th at home after a lengthy illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Tom Larson is survived by his wife, Pat, six daughters, Veronica Heelan of Buffalo Center, Iowa, Jacqueline and Dan Varholik of Platteville, Elizabeth and Marion Johnson, and Pamela and Mike Banker, all of Richland Center, Danielle Larson of Colorado, and Crystal Carter of Richland Center. 29 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, honorary daughter Jennifer Seide, two honorary grandchildren, a sister Susan and Charlie Paulson of Ithaca, 11 brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Thomas I. Larson, 76, of rural Lone Rock. Christopher K. Wilson, 66, of Boaz, died unexpectedly January 14th at the Richland Hospital. Private family services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Chris Wilson is survived by two children, Joshua Wilson and Amber Wilson, both of California. Two grandchildren, four brothers, Rick Wilson of Boaz, Mike, Dennis and Debbie Wilson of Arena, Ronald Wilson of Richland Center, and Stephen Wilson of Winona, Minnesota. Twin sister, Kathy and Tim Persinger of Boaz, many nieces and nephews. Christopher K. Wilson, 66, of Boaz. Mildred M. Nordman, 100, of Reedstown, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A graveside service at the Viola Cemetery will be held at a later date. The Vasatag Funeral Home and Crematory is assisting the family. Survivors of Mildred Nordman include three children, Alta and Felix Sutton of Richland Center, Verna Smith, and Donna and Mark Piscus. Seven grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Mildred M. Nordman, 100, of Reedstown.